Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is the big story of what's going on right now, and it looks like they will, at least at this point, the plan is to go ahead with an NCAA national championship because the NCAA does not control the college bowl series, and the college playoff, I should put it that way. And so you will. The SEC, ACC, and Big 12 are playing. And it looks like we will get, at least at this point, the plan is to have a national champion out of those sports. And when you look at it, one of the callers was right when they said seven of the top 10 teams right now are in those three conferences. And so if you get a Clemson and say an Alabama or an LSU, that's big.
You can sit there and sell it all you want, but I don't think
it's hard to sell.
You can sell it all you want to people who want to buy into it, but people in the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and other, we'll just look at it. It is what it is. I mean, it's going to be a bastardized national championship, whether they want to believe it or not. So, I mean, they can go ahead and put on their TV show and jump around and tell everybody that this was great, but it breaks the tradition of college football, and it's just not on par to be able to play some skeleton crew. I don't care where they rank in seven of the 10. I just think that it's a bad look, and for them to go against the rest of college football and continue this, and even when you talk about the national championship being, you know, the selection committee and the way that they do it, if right. I'm the Big Ten, I don't know if I want to be a part of it again. If you go on without us, if I even want to be a partner in that as we go forward. Well, because the first sign of a pandemic, you just threw out the window everything that we had agreed on. I'd be salty, and I don't know if I would take part in it from as we go forward.
Where are they going to go?
Form their own, or just don't do something different.
The Big Ten and the Pac-12?
No, I don't know.
Fun.
Other schools, I don't know. I don't know what happens with this season. With this season goes. All I'm saying is, I wouldn't be game for it.
Well, that may be fine, and obviously, there's no doubt if they go ahead and have a national champion, it won't be the same. I mean, if you don't have the Big Ten with its great history. And the Pac-12, which isn't much now, but still has a history, and some of its teams are pretty good. It's going to be diminished. There is no doubt about that. But people will still be into it. People still think Clemson and whoever you want to take out of the SEC, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, are the best teams in the country. Outside of Ohio State, there's really nobody in those conference, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, that people factor into the national championship race. So I agree with you that it'll be a little bit diminished, but I also say America will still be very much into it. Now, I'm with you on the, I mean, I don't see how some conferences don't think it's health safe to play and others think it's fine. So I'm with you on that they should all be uniform and do the same thing. But where we're at right now, people will be into it. If it's at Clemson and LSU in the national championship game, it'll be huge. I think it'll be viewed just as big as it always is. And it's unfortunate that it's come to this because it is ridiculous. Because the medical doctors should be in more agreement than this, and thus the conferences should be in more agreement with this. But I'm just saying, with what we have right now, I do think people will pay much major attention to it, and it'll be viewed as a big deal. Let's go to Dabo. I mean, he's you know, instrumental in this whole situation. Dabo Swinney, of course, and the Clemson Tigers, who are ranked preseason number one in the coaches poll. He has spoken. I'm not sure if we have sound of this, Rob G. We don't have sound, but he spoke yesterday about his star quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, who has been one of the most outspoken players of this We Are United movement. And Trevor Lawrence has come out and said the players want to form a college football players association. And here's Dabo was asked about it, and here's his quote. I think it would be great to have a players association. That's different from a union. I'll say that. And Dabo has always, it's no secret, he is against a union. You remember when the guys from Northwestern tried to unionize, and Dabo was very much against it. He wasn't the only one, but he was very much against it. And Rob, I think what Dabo, by him saying, we can have a players association, but we can't have a union. Dude, that is like saying, oh, they can the players can go create a social club. You know, they can go, you know, have bake sales and things like that, but nothing serious is belittling the players. It's almost mocking them to me. Because it's saying, what else would a players association be if it doesn't have the power of a union? What in the world good is it? The NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, players associations, that's what they're called, players associations. But they're unions. What do you think about it?
I mean, I just don't even, for whatever he's talking about makes no sense. It is a union. It would have to be a union where they had collective bargaining bargain for everybody involved. And that's the only way the players are ever going to get power. As long as they're separate and people are doing what's best for them, they'll always be taken advantage of. There's power in collective bargaining. And you just have one voice and you have a union chief. And he speaks for the membership. And, of course, you know, you have you know, the way a union is laid out. And that's the only way you can do it. So, I wouldn't ask for him to endorse anything anyway. It's against what he wants. He wants right. ultimate power. So I don't need your endorsement. You know what I mean? Dabo Swinney, you can do whatever you want. But I don't need it. There's a coaches association. There's all kinds of other things. The players get screwed. And people like Dabo Swinney, I think, until players recognize, and, you know, like I've said all the time, until you stop feeding these guys, stop going to their schools, right. stop letting them recruit you, Chris, stop doing that, it's never going to change. When the good players say, we're not going to play for Dabo Swinney, that's when Dabo Swinney will change. The one and done, and this is a little different, Chris, but I give Coach K credit. He could have fought the one and done. What did he do, Chris? He wanted to compete, right?
So all of a sudden, he went and got one and done.
Am I right?
You can sit there and say he was late to the party in that, but he said, "Look, if I'm going to keep coaching, I got to do it."
Which one do you want to be? You want to never win another national championship? Right. Seriously. So Tom Izzo experienced that at Michigan State, Chris, for a while. Yep. He thought he kept a little engine that could. You know how many, you know how long it's been since Tom Izzo won a national championship? 20
since
years,
Moby
Chris.
Dick was a guppy?
Since Moby Dick was a guppy. Every time I can squeeze that in, you know I do. 20 years. I'm just saying it's about adapting. And look, if you don't adapt, you get left by the wayside. But it's up to the players, Chris. They can change it as a group. If you keep going to play for Dabo Swinney, then there you go. Then it's going to stay the same.
You're absolutely right. The NCAA is only going to give what it has to. Period. They've proven
that's how
it.
They did the likeness, Chris. What happened?
Right.
All of a sudden, the state of California, oh, you guys better not do that. The governor signed it, and what happened, Chris? Overnight, they changed their mind.
They
Come
had
on.
No choice.
No
even,
choice.
Even back when the kids at Northwestern were trying to unionize, and remember, after that, the NCAA said, okay, that's when they started to give the players, they moved the scholarships from 1 year to 4 years in the Power Five conferences. Remember that?
Yep.
And then they started giving them what they call cost of attendance stipends. That it was more than two, you usually got tuition, room and board, and meals, but the cost of attendance stipends covered more than that. gave you a little bit of spending money. They only did it because they had to, because they were pushed up against the wall. And that is what it is going to take, Rob. You're absolutely right about that. And I think it's high time. Because let's face it, we've all, I mean, not all, but most of us have said the college kids need to get paid. And here is the phrase that is fooling a lot of people, Rob. Student athlete. Student athlete. So people, that plays into the whole myth of amateurism. But it's not amateurism. Here's what Woody Hayes, the legendary Woody Hayes, coach at Ohio State, said. And this was, you know, he coached when? The 60s and 70s.
Was this before or after he swung on a player during the game?
Yeah, I think after. You know, I mean, that ended his career. So I think this was after. But, you know, he coached in the 60s and 70s. Here's what he said. You don't attract the kinds of crowds it takes to fill these arenas unless you pay a lot of attention to your job. And the job, to some extent, for some of these boys, he is football. And the job, to some extent, for some of these boys, is football. He's saying it's a job. Bear Bryant, another legend at Alabama, he said the same thing. It is a job. Players miss classes. They miss tests. Why? To be at practice, to be at games, and to travel. How is it not a job if you're doing all that? And, Rob, everybody else is making money off of the sports, off of college football and basketball, except the players. I'm talking about the coaches, the media, the television stations, the administrators, the athletic directors, everybody except the players. This is minor league football.
It is. There's no other way of looking at it. Yep. Without the pay. Without the pay.
That's all it is. It is minor league football. And I'm different. You know, I know, and this is a problem, but I know with Title IX and people like, well, how are you going to pay the lacrosse players? Look, to me, the football and basketball players should get paid. Because everybody else doesn't have to put in the time. For a lot of other athletes, it is and as the NCAA puts it, an avocation. For a lot of other athletes, it's an extracurricular activity. For the big-time football and basketball players, it's your job. And it's just, it's been unfair for a long time. Everybody's kind of gone along with it. But it's coming fast, right? I do think it's coming. I don't think this is going away. And if this is kind of squashed on some level, I think it's going to come back again.
Yeah, I do too, just because of where we are in the world and the changes that we have seen. And I think players do see that. We've seen changes at Missouri where they got rid of the chancellor and the president. They did it. The players did it. And if somebody could go in and sell to the kids and show them what is doable and what's possible, Chris, if you band together, I think that would change stuff.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
She covers college football for The Athletic, does a terrific job. Senior college football writer there, Nicole Auerbach. Nicole, welcome to The Odd Couple.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And let's get right to it. This latest statement by Mark Emmert about no national champion this year. How strong is that? How much significance do you think that has? Because the Alabamas, the LSUs, the Clemsons, even if they play, there will be no national champion.
So what actually Mark Emmert decided is that the fall championships that the NCAA controls are not going to happen in 2020. So what that means is, it's everything except major college football, because Alabama, Clemson's, all of those types of teams are, you know, their postseason's controlled by the college football playoff and the bowl system. So they would still be able to play if the college football playoff decides to move forward without the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and two other FBS leagues. And right now they've expressed interest in moving forward. They have plans to do so. So really the decision is every other sport. You're talking about soccer, volleyball, cross country, and it creates this environment where those are the sports, if they're not playing because they don't have championships, then can you really only play football? Optically, what does that mean? And then even just in terms of the challenges to the amateur model in court and the fact that college athletes are supposed to be like regular students, they're also supposed to be like regular student athletes in other sports. So what does it mean if they're an exception and that's the only sport you're trying to play? And as we all know, they're trying to play it because there's so much money at stake.
So to clear this up, there still can be a championship. There still can be a national championship. I guess that decision remains to be made. Yeah, for football.
For football. Mm-hmm.
Have they made that decision yet, or when do you think they will?
Well, they've expressed their interest in moving forward. So they've set dates for the selection committee to meet. They pushed back the start of the decision day because some of these leagues have pushed back their conference championships with their schedules already. So they're still planning to do this. Remains to be seen. Again, without the Big Ten, Pac-12, you also don't have the MAC or the Mountain West. So typically you have a lot more teams to compare, and it's, obviously you'd have more consistent schedules and all of these things. So it's TBD, but right now, just like the ACC, just like the SEC, they're, quote-unquote, moving forward.
Yeah, it just seems to me that would be a stretch without some of the other conferences being involved, and you would devalue the championship. I just wonder about that. And also the partners who are the other schools not playing. I mean, isn't there a part of an agreement that they're involved in? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be some legal maneuvering that would have to be involved as well.
Yeah, and I think that would all have to be determined. I don't think anyone has gotten there quite yet. When I've talked to different commissioners of some of the conferences that have already shut down, they said that was still uncertain. So, yeah, it's a big question. I think even just understanding, how are you going to evaluate these teams? What happens if one team plays, far fewer games than the other? How do you determine who makes the playoff? And, the executive director, Bill Hancock, told me a couple of weeks ago, it was just sort of like, their committee, they're supposed to be, their job is going to be harder, but, it's already a subjective process when you have humans making these decisions. So, that they're just going to roll with it and try to adapt.
Nicole Auerbach, senior college football writer for The Athletic, joining the Odd Couple. Nicole, this situation at Florida State where you've got some of these wide receivers complaining publicly, saying that they've been lied to about COVID, and one of them tested, tweeted that he tested positive, and the school wanted him to take it down and all that. Like, what do you think will come of this situation?
Yeah, we'll have to see, because this has popped up at a couple of different places now. Colorado State had a really tense situation last week as well related to this. And it's great that athletes have access to put this type of information out, but it obviously still needs to be vetted and investigated within that school, because in other cases similar to this at Colorado State, you've had other players kind of push back against the assertions being made. But the idea of people not following protocols and not being transparent about health and safety stuff is like the number one thing right now. People are talking about, can you play games? But you have to treat them, you have to put them in situations where they are healthy and they are safe, and that all of these medical protocols are being followed and there's protective equipment and all of those things in the first place. So, it's worth noting too that yesterday the NCAA basically created an anonymous tip line like the NBA has in the bubble for people who don't feel comfortable or someone who is skirting the rules, so that you can report them, and then people will get, up the chain, and it will get to people on those campus to hopefully stop doing that. Because this is, and again, you need to vet the situation, but anything like this is very concerning, because the whole point here is that they're supposed to be in the safest possible environment with best practices and protocols, that were agreed on by a ton of medical experts and, infectious disease experts. So you should be following them for a reason. And if you're not, that needs to stop.
Here's another thing that bothers me is the schools, because money's involved, could fudge numbers, say that less people are infected than really are, because they want the season to continue. You know, if there was independent testing done by the NCAA and it wasn't administered by the schools, I'd have more confidence in it. What about that problem?
Yeah, it is a problem. You know, a lot of these schools are not releasing the number of positive cases publicly. That's really been up to the institution, you know, despite pushback and people asking for that type of transparency. And, you know, obviously there would be a different process involved, you know, before a game where, you know, both sides are signing off on, you know, the protocols they're following. But I think, you know, the idea of not sharing all of your information, let's say what happens if one SEC school isn't sharing the cases and symptoms and, you know, potential complications that have popped up related to COVID cases just because, you know, they're not asked to. You know, that is information that could inform other people's decisions and processes, and again, try to, you know, get to the best practices and make sure that everyone is safe. So, you know, the lack of, like, we don't know what conferences, what's happening within the leagues and what they're sharing with each other. Really, getting a medical document from the Pac-12 the other day when they announced that they were shutting it down for the fall, that was one of the most transparent things we've had happen, because we're not even getting access to, like, the SEC's medical doctors talking about what, you know, what their recommendations are and their protocols and why they feel confident that that league is able to move forward and try to play in the fall. Like, that type of information would be very helpful for the public at large, just as we're all learning about this virus, but also for fans to understand or know that their players are in safe environments.
Nicole, last thing, we saw the Pac-12 players unify and make demands as to what they wanted if they were going to play this season. Same thing with the Big Ten, and it's kind of gone national. What do you think is going to come out of these kind of demands or asks that are really, and Trevor Lawrence says they want to form an association, which seems like a union. What do you think ultimately is going to come out of this, and how big of a sea change could we see in college football because of it?
Yeah, I think it will be. I think this is not going to stop. I think whether there is or isn't a fall season ultimately is not going to be like the end of a player movement and these players realizing that they have power collectively, that they have leverage because they know how much these schools need to play football. And they also, you know, one thing I keep thinking about in terms of, you know, having an association, having representation is, you know, they just spent the last few months seeing what the, you know, Major League Baseball Players Association did, you know, to fight for their players in their health and safety protocols and what the season was going to look like. And they saw what the NBA Players Association did with the NBA to work again for, like, what is this going to look like? What are our players going to be in the environment? How long is the season? All those things, because they had a seat at the table and they don't have that in college sports. They were just told, this is how it is. You can either show up or you can't. So I think they learned and they saw all of these things. They know how much money is at stake. And I think that that is something that's not going to go away. I think they realize that this is overdue, that they have power, they have leverage. And so with or without a season, this is going to be a story. This is going to be something that continues.
All right. That's Nicole Auerbach.
Good stuff.
Nicole, thank you. Yes, very good stuff. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Some interesting stuff. Joe Kelly, the Dodgers pitcher, who, of course, earlier in the year, a couple weeks ago, threw at some Astros. Alex Bregman, if I remember correctly. And Correa, and I don't know that he threw at Correa, but, you know, that's what they, it was some inside pitches. But anyway, he got 8 games. He appealed later, was down to 5 games. But he is still salty with the Houston Astros. And he went off on them on the Big Swing podcast hosted by his teammate, Ross Stripling. Here is Joe Kelly on the Astros.
The people that took the fall for what happened is nonsense. Yes, everyone's involved. But the way that thing was ran over there was not from coaching staff. It was ran with coaching staff, yes, don't get me wrong. But they're not the head boss in charge of that thing. It's the players. So now the players get the immunity, and all they do is go snitch like a little and they don't have to get fined. They don't have to lose games. When you take someone's livelihood to save your own ass, that's what I don't like. Cheating, they cheated. Everyone knows they're cheaters. They know they're cheaters. It's over. That's been their done with. But now they mess it up by going and ruining other people's lives. So they f*** it up twice. When you taint someone's name to save your own name, I think that that is one of the worst things you could probably do. It just really freaking bugs me. Like, I think I'll be irritated forever.
Now, remember, Rob, Joe Kelly played for Alex Cora in Boston.
I'm glad you brought that up as well, that Boston was involved when they won the World Series, too. A little something, something. They didn't get hammered
supposedly
like the Astros.
Not, yeah, and
but
what,
still,
know, supposedly it
there was something going on.
Yeah,
exactly.
But go ahead.
Yeah, so I think Joe Kelly is 100% wrong. I think, you know, that whole thing about snitching or whatever, you know, I always go down to this. If and I think for people who are, it's easy to say, I would never snitch. I would never say anything. If that was a family member and somebody knew what happened to them and the people responsible for whatever it is, Chris, to your family member, and they could put those bad people behind bars, we would have no judicial system if there wasn't immunity and you allow people to come on the witness stand and tell the exact truth. Otherwise, a lot of bad people would still be walking around. So Joe Kelly can sit around, and it's the buck still falls on the general manager and the manager because they run the clubhouse and the dugout. And if they really were against it, Chris, they could have said something. I do not buy that those guys couldn't say anything and they had to go along with what was going on. They knew it was cheating. So this whole notion, most of the judicial system is on people coming forward and telling the truth. Stop with that. Don't be at snitchers. Snitching gets stitches. That sounds good until your family's involved. And then you would pray to the high heavens that somebody would be honest and give the and tell the truth. And the people who did bad should go and face their punishment or their day, you know, have their day in court and get what they deserve as well. So I'm not going to buy into that. That sounds good and bravo and macho and stick your chest out and say that they ruined other people's lives and all that other stuff. It went down, and the only way you're going to get to it from baseball standpoint, Chris, is you have to give immunity to be able to understand the whole scope of it. What was going on? How long was it going on? The depth of the cheating, you know, and sometimes it's not something you just give and you want to give, but if you can't get to the bottom of it, sometimes you have no choice. We've seen it all the time in court cases. It ain't the greatest thing. But without it, a lot of justice wouldn't be served. And so I stand against Joe Kelly.
Weren't you against the guy snitching in the bubble? The guys
that
calling
ain't a court,
on the
that
phone?
Ain't, that, what, no,
but I'm
no,
just
that,
saying, weren't you the one saying snitches get stitches and all
no,
that stuff?
No, I didn't say that. I thought that they set up that thing to tell people that they're hanging out or doing something. That ain't a court of law. That,
yeah,
I don't look at that.
Yeah, but it's still snitching.
Nah, I'm talking about a serious situation, which was when we talk about the Astros cheating, messing with the integrity of the game, it's something that had to be resolved, had to figure out the scope of it, and baseball needed to know. They had to know.
I disagree with you. I'm with Kelly. First of all, you brought up life and death situations with your family. Yeah, that's, of course, different.
No, what's different,
secondly,
Chris? What's different?
Well, it's life and death. This isn't life and death. That's very much different. This is a freaking game. So you can't compare it to life and death.
It's about integrity. It doesn't matter what scope is.
You just told me.
It's integrity.
You just said.
It's integrity.
Let me finish
that
now.
That phone call is not a court of law.
Rob. You just said it doesn't matter the scope.
It ain't the same thing.
So you're
it
changing your goal. You're moving
no,
the goalpost.
No, I'm not.
When I brought up the snitching in the bubble, you were against it, but now the scope doesn't matter?
Making
you're
a phone call
it was
about
minor
people?
Thing,
no.
Not in the court
that,
of law.
That ain't a cheating scandal.
Scope.
No, it's totally
Stop
different.
It. Stop it. Totally it's different. My turn. All right. You life and death, this wasn't life and death, number one. Number two, when people snitch, in a lot of cases, they aren't guilty of a crime themselves. And so that's the difference. The Astros were guilty. They were just as guilty as the GM and the managers. And they got no punishment. That's ridiculous. And then there are times when people are guilty of a crime, where they are criminals themselves and they get immunity, so they tell the truth. But what do people do? Because they know nobody respects that, they put them in witness protection. So it's either the snitches are either anonymous and hidden and nobody knows who they are, or they're sent to witness protection because people don't respect that. And or they're not guilty of a crime themselves. In this case, it's people who are guilty of wrongdoing, snitching on other people guilty of wrongdoing, and they get no punishment. That's weak. I couldn't do it. Now, I might tell, but I might say also, I got to get some punishment too. I'm serious. You talk about integrity. I can't just see people got fired. People lost their jobs.
Yes, because they were in charge of the organization. They should have lost their job.
Like, ain't nothing happened? Like, I didn't do anything? That ain't cool. That's weak. And here's what Major League Baseball should have done. I will agree with you that they had to get the information so you can give the players immunity. But what they should have done, and I've said it from day one, take away the championships. If that's a way of punishing the players. Jose Altuve would no longer be a champion. Carlos Correa would no longer be a champion. That's what they should have done. It would have been a roundabout way to punish the players. And still, they still get their immunity where they can play their games.
Chris,
that's what should have been done. These dudes got away with highway robbery, so to speak, and other people paid the price, and they're just scot-free? No, not even a suspension? A couple games? Nothing. That's weak. He's right. Joe Kelly's right on the money.
Joe Kelly, of all people who was with the Red Sox organization that he's going to stand up, he wasn't even with the Dodgers. Why is he throwing at the Astros? He wasn't even on the team when they lost to the Astros. Why did he take it upon himself? No, he shouldn't have been involved in that.
Why not? He's a major league player.
Well, because his team had also had the same thing going about it. So he's so righteous. Who the hell is Joe Kelly to be so righteous when he was on a team that was accused of cheating too? Oh, I'm going to show the Astros. They're cheaters. They're rats. Let me tell you something, Chris Broussard. The world needs rats. Somebody needs to eat the garbage. We need rats. And we need people to rat out people who have done wrong.
What we need are honest people. That's what we need.
Well, we're not going to always
and
get
if you,
that.
If you
and
a rat
sometimes
and you
we
did
need
it,
to do that.
If you a rat
so
and you
can
did
sit here and
you
be holier than now. Go ahead.
You just said earlier.
Go ahead.
You just said earlier, direct quote, the people who did bad should get punished.
There you go.
But
you're siding with the cheater, Joe Kelly. Now he's Mr.
You're
Righteous.
You're siding with the cheater.
No, you're siding with
the
Joe
Astros
Kelly.
Aren't cheaters.
You just said you're with Joe Kelly. He was on the Red Sox.
Look, for real, this ain't me against you. You're wrong. You're siding with the Astros. Joe Kelly, apparently they didn't cheat to the degree that the Astros did, and we don't even know if Joe Kelly was involved. He hasn't been named. The Astros cheated. They should have got punished. That's indefensible. And then they sit there and rat on other guys and watch those guys get punished? At the very least, come out and freaking admit it.
Chris,
at the very least.
What you
they
can't
haven't even
do-
done that.
In a court of law is you won't be able to pin who used the information or whether they were swinging on their own. That's what you can't prove. They can tell you what the pitch is coming, Chris. You can't prove that I used the information because it was available.
Stop it. Oh,
you
so
can't.
Now they didn't cheat?
I'm telling you, you
the
can't prove
you
it.
Will go
no,
to
I can't.
Some things.
I, you
this
can't
is
prove
ridiculous.
It. You can't prove it is my point. There were guys.
Wait,
there was a
so
rookie
so
who came up.
So they didn't.
No,
cheat. Now
that's not
we
what
can't
I said.
Prove they
I
didn't,
said
what are you
can't.
Saying?
You can't prove
you're
that an individual.
Circles, man.
If a guy told you that I didn't use it, I know it was available. I heard the banging of the cans, but I didn't use it. How are you going to prove that he used it, Chris?
I don't have to.
You can't.
Is it proven that the team cheated?
You can't.
Is it proven that the team cheated?
I'm talking about individuals.
I'm asking you a question. Is it proven that the team cheated? Is it?
They were cheating.
Okay.